This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today stated that zero tolerance for terrorism must be an uncompromising universal norm. In his opening remarks at the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting, which is underway in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said, terrorism in all its forms and manifestations is a common threat for India and the Arab nations.
Cross-border terrorism is particularly unacceptable because it violates the basic principles of international relations and diplomacy. Societies targeted by terrorism have the right to defend themselves and will understandably exercise it. It is essential that we strengthen international cooperation to combat what is a global scourge. Zero tolerance for terrorism must be an uncompromising universal norm.
Dr. Jaishankar said they are meeting at an important juncture where the global order is undergoing transformation for a variety of reasons, and politics, economics, technology and demography are all fully into play. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a delegation of foreign ministers of Arab countries, the Secretary General of the League of Arab States and heads of Arab delegations who are in New Delhi for the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting. During the meeting, the Prime Minister highlighted the deep and historic people-to-people ties between India and the Arab world, which have continued to inspire and strengthen the relation over the years. Rajya Sabha MP Sunetra Pawar today took oath as Maharashtra's Deputy Chief Minister. This comes after the sudden demise of her husband and Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar in a plane crash earlier this week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated her on becoming the first woman Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed confidence and said that Ms. Pawar will work tirelessly for the welfare of the people of the state and fulfill the vision of Ajit Pawar. State Bank of India SBI has launched Chakra, a center of excellence aimed at financing sunrise sectors critical to India's economic transformation. The center will function as a knowledge-driven platform to facilitate funding for next-generation technology-led and sustainability-focused industries. Secretary Department of Financial Services M. Nagaraju stated that center's vision of creating a coordinated ecosystem for knowledge sharing, project appraisal, capacity building and evidence-based policy engagement would significantly accelerate India's journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched a sharp attack on West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and the Trinamool Congress, accusing them of dividing society and weakening the state. Addressing a BJP rally in Baghdogra today, Mr. Shah alleged that the Mamata Banerjee-led government has damaged Bengal's social unity by pitting communities against each other. Earlier in the day, addressing a party workers' conference at Barakpur in North 24 Parganas, Mr. Shah said the SIR process will continue in the state. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. It will be third budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the eve of birth anniversary of Guru Ravidas. In a message, the president said that Guru Ravidas was a revered saint and social reformer. In tennis, Elena Rybakina today produced a thunderous display to dismantle Arina Sabalenka 6-4, 4-6, 6-4 in Melbourne Park Women's Singles Final and captured her maiden Australian Open title. In the Men's Singles Final, 4th-seeded Serbian Novak Djokovic will face world number 1 Carlos Alcaraz of Spain tomorrow. In badminton, India's Devika Sehwag has entered the final of Thailand Masters 2026 tournament after defeating Wang Yu-sun of Chinese Taipei in Bangkok. In men's cricket, India were 178 for 2 in 14 overs against New Zealand in the fifth and final T20 of the five-match series at Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram when reports last came in. India won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.